This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Joining us at 8:25 will be Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. But right now, it's time for EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain you.
All right, hold on, Cakes. I'm multitasking here.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there, the new GM. Or you can check him out at BMWFairfax.com. They will hook you up, I promise. All right, hold on. Sorry, my wife is texting me. They're about to leave to go to the ceremony. Got to bring in my mom. Got to find the wheelchair.
She's telling you to get a cheaper flight to Atlanta.
I can't even find my flight to Fort Myers. Trying to figure out when I'm going to play golf. Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
We got important stuff going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Hold on, let me just do this one thing. I got to put in, hold on one second. I got to put in this validation code.
Well, this is entertainment related while you do this. Yeah. I watched the finale of Paradise, and I'll give nothing away.
Okay.
Excellent show. I was thinking about this. There hasn't been a show for me that I've looked forward to more than Paradise week in and week out. And that includes White Lotus was good. Maybe Succession.
Right.
I really loved Succession, but Paradise was on Hulu. I think I've only watched one other show ever on Hulu. Really, really good political thriller, murder, whodunit sort of thing.
Haven't seen one episode
of
Paradise.
I think if you watch the first one, you'd get hooked. Cakes is still waiting for his daughter to watch.
I'm through three episodes.
Okay.
We're progressing. We're not to the end yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's really good. And Sterling K. Brown's an excellent actor. He's won an Emmy, I believe. I don't know if he's been nominated for an Academy Award, but he's really, really good.
All right, so I just want to get back to the Gene Hackman thing.
Yeah, what's the latest on that?
So here's the latest. So I guess they ruled out the carbon monoxide theory, which the boys had, which most people had, which I thought was a good theory. But I guess there's been no sign of that. I'm telling you, I think they might be leaning towards good old EBs. Now, it wasn't necessarily like an assisted suicide thing, but a similar vein. There's a theory he may have just collapsed. He was 95, 96, whatever he had, heart disease or whatever. And she just was distressed that, you know, they were like, the neighbors never saw them.
Right.
They're like
Jason, they're hermits. They never left the house.
They were just in the house.
He walks his dog every day.
Okay. No, but
it's the only time you'll see me.
No, but they were like kind of by themselves.
Yeah.
Family didn't talk to them a lot. And the theory could be, it's not necessarily the prevailing theory, but one theory is, because also they found a bottle of pills, you know, like strewn about. So he falls, donks off, she's distraught.
She's panicking.
The love of his life.
Yep.
And she says, well, there's no reason for me to live. He was the reason for me to live and just
ODs.
Takes the pills and that's it. And then the dog dies because I guess they say your dog can't go several days without water. Right? The dog had no...
Well, although there was two other dogs that did survive.
Somehow. Yeah.
So that's a good point. Yeah. Maybe that's the way it happened.
I kind of, by the way, if it comes out that way, I feel like I get a dub on that one.
Why? What did you?
That's that kind of
no, because you called, you called it foul play.
Well, no, I said like murder-suicide type of thing. And it wasn't a murder.
Right.
I think he could have fallen.
By the way, shouldn't the person who's 30 years senior of the other person, shouldn't you have the sit down like, hey, when I die before you, which is going to happen if you're 95 and she's 65, like you have to tell the 65-year-old, even if you're distraught, don't kill yourself because I die. You still have 25 or 30 good years of life left in front of you.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, but if the other person
don't
is
you
just,
have that convo at yeah, some
but,
point?
Yeah, but if the other person is just so in love with them, like Amy, she might donk herself off. If you donked off, she might just donk herself off.
No.
She loves you so much.
No. She wouldn't do that. She would continue
you're
to live.
You're the love of her life.
Agreed.
Yeah, but they got three
and
kids.
And vice versa.
All right, what if they didn't
I
have
wouldn't
kids?
Want her to... I wouldn't
if
want,
they didn't have kids.
Would Amy do that?
Donk herself off?
No, there's no chance. I would...
He feels uncomfortable talking about
it. No, I'm fine to talk about it. But I wouldn't want Amy to kill herself if
doesn't
her
matter.
Knight in shining armor just died.
I know. But that's the point, that her knight in shining armor donked off.
But I have
no reason to live.
I have told her. We've told each other. I have told her. If I die, I say, I don't want you to be with anyone else. I don't get sized.
Oh, you said
and
that?
And we both said it to each other.
No way.
Yes.
You want her to be celibate?
No, I don't. I just don't want her.
That's what you mean.
Basically, yeah.
You want no, she gets no more.
Basically, we've said that to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
So hold on. If Amy dies tragically in like a car accident.
You guys have talked about
you
that?
You get no skins?
I'm not. Now it's getting weird. But we've like, we.
Wow.
I don't know how we came on that conversation. But we talked
because
about.
Because you're fascinated by death. I'm guessing
probably,
you brought it up.
I probably brought it up because I'm morbid.
Right, because he's autistic.
And,
right?
I tell you, there is something there.
We've definitely had that conversation.
All right, so you.
Bro, I want her
so
to
you,
keep living.
You have vowed.
I don't want her to get sized for anybody else. Is the type of deal. I'm selfish. We're selfish.
That's a very intimate thing you've revealed.
That's sometimes
right, are
what
you
do.
Saying, like, she can't date anyone or she can't, like, bang anyone? Because there's a big difference.
He doesn't want either.
I don't. I mean, look.
Listen,
if you bang somebody,
she gonna date and not bang?
Yeah, I mean,
who's doing
I don't
that
know.
in their 50s?
Well, I mean, the different type of intimacy, right?
You want her to be emotionally attached
yeah, exactly.
to someone else?
I'm more concerned with the physical,
the banging,
the physical intimacy.
I think it's more likely.
Intimacy,
by the way,
whatever.
I think it's more likely that the woman does that than the male. Like EB's father passed away 18,
right.
19 years ago.
Right.
My father passed away.
Right.
18 years ago, and our moms just went about their lives with
yeah,
not
my
another
mom
man.
Was still a little bit sized. She would have been sized to. She actually had like some online. She would have been
did she? She dated.
Kind of, she wanted to meet people. Like she didn't want to be lonely.
I think
it's
that's
a revelation.
Point. I don't want to be lonely.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to be lonely.
I think
but.
Our conversation is more like I wouldn't want her to be married to somebody else. Like if she's gonna go like
about a fling, one night stand.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look. Everybody has needs.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at.
Like a full committed relationship, I don't get sized.
But you're
personally.
Dead. Who cares?
I'd be looking down from.
You ain't looking down.
She would be haunting me.
Hopefully you're not looking up.
I don't know where I'm going to be looking from, but I'll have eyes on the situation.
It's a really funny conversation,
yeah.
Cake.
Yeah, we've had that combo.
All right. Good for you.
I have not had that combo.
Yeah.
Hasn't
not
come
even,
up yet.
Not even close.
All right, you got to get the song Valdez. Bad Baby is in the news.
Oh, no.
Of course, she's made something like, what, 50, 60, 70, $80 million, something like that off of OnlyFans.
The only thing I know about her recently, and I don't know if this is what the story is,
yeah.
Doesn't she, and I'm ashamed to know, to admit that I know this, isn't she in some sort of feud with Travis Barker's daughter,
Alabama Barker?
Barker?
Yeah, she released a fire diss track.
A diss against track
her.
Against Alabama Barker.
Yeah,
I don't know much about it.
I think
I just know that's a thing.
Shannon Mochler respond to it.
Okay,
but I didn't see the original
okay.
diss. But yeah, here's this is the this is the song.
These Hoes.
What is it called?
These hoes.
I ain't like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one.
I'm telling you, it's not a fast song. How many downloads do you think this has?
I don't know.
Too
but,
many.
But her diss track, everyone's saying it's fire.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You should go. You should listen to it.
I want to listen to it. Well, the reason why she's in the news is her baby daddy and her on and off boyfriend is apparently recovering from a shooting incident that started Shocker at an L.A. strip club. He was shot early Wednesday morning while he was inside Sam's Hofbräu. Is that how you say it?
Some sort of German spot from the sound of it.
Near downtown L.A.
Yeah.
Two groups of guys got in an altercation. They should have done the old school, just punch each other.
That's what Drab would advocate.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
Hit each other with a frying pan or something. Just don't resort to the
Did you know
guns.
She had a baby?
Yeah, I think I did.
Bad baby has a baby.
I think bad baby has a baby.
You imagine her as a parent.
Bad grandbaby.
Yeah, but she probably has all the
probably has 100 nannies
and everything. Yeah. She's got 100 Ferraris. Cakes, were you a Happy Gilmore guy? I never really was.
Happy Gilmore is fine. I haven't watched it more than once or twice in my life. I'm not going to digest.
Happy Gilmore 2.
It's coming out. They've got the release date, July 25th on Netflix.
On Full Swing, they got cameras out there when they were showing the footage of Happy Gilmore 2 being filmed on the golf course with all the big-time golfers, gotcha. Scheffler and Rory and all those guys around. How many episodes have you watched? I've only watched two.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, we need to make a pivot, a big pivot.
What happened?
Guess who's on the line with us?
No
Darren
idea.
Darren Pang, who a lot of Capitals fans are upset with.
I told you we should get him on the show.
It's quite a booking.
Because Darren Pang, who called the game last night before Ovi called.
Well, hold on. Can you tell us how we scored, got him? Did you book him, Drabby? Did you reach out and he decided he wanted to come on?
That's neither here nor there. He's on the line. He's at the airport.
I want to know why he's here.
Okay, you can get that behind the scenes.
I was texting with him.
So he's on the
very graciously coming on. He's going to explain the comments.
He's on the rude guest hotline.
He's about to get on a plane.
It's Darren Pang.
Panger, what's going on?
Absolutely, boys. Always ready to discuss something that was said in the game for sure. I didn't hear anything about it until just this morning. So I got that note. And Matt, thanks for reaching out. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I always like clarifying things. I mean, the game moves very fast, and I'm not sure exactly when someone thought that I said one trick pony. But I will say this: that we did a clip early in the game, and I asked our producers there at TNT and Kevin Brown, and I said, "Hey, fellas, why don't you put together a clip? And if people can watch this because it was very early in the game, I said of Ovi scoring in different areas of the ice." He said, that's a great idea. And then we backed it up with, we didn't actually show it last time, but we backed it up with where he scored goals this year. And I said, let's do that clip of him scoring in the slot, him scoring in front of the net, him scoring from his office, the one-timer that he scored a beautiful shot against Edmonton that I did. We did that game as well. And then another one, a scramble in front of the net. And the point was that he's not a one-trick pony, that I gave him a lot of credit for being flexible, that the coaching staff has convinced him to go to other areas of the ice. And look where he's scoring goals from. So often in the past, just to clarify, we a lot of us analysts or everybody else talked about Ovi as just going to the one side, the hash marks, and in his office, and then setting up the one timer. And often he was referred to that's a one trick pony, one guy that he gets the puck there and he fires it and he scores goals. But what I was alluding to last night was how impressed I was with how flexible he's been, and that he's not scoring from that same area all the time. So, anyway, I'm not sure if that even clarified.
So, was this kind of taken the wrong way? That's what you're saying.
I believe it absolutely was, 100%.
Okay, and, we have the audio. If you want to hear the audio, we have it queued up.
I would love to hear it because
all right, here it is.
I got tongue tied. That'd be great. Thanks.
Well, I give Spencer Carver and his coaching staff an awful lot of credit. We all know that Alex Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony throughout his NHL career, but that has not been the case. And there's the normal spot. We saw that here on TNT.
All right, so you did follow up by saying that has not been the case. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because we get a lot of information talking to coaches, and, you know, they without Backstrom and without Oshie, you know, and without Kuznetsov, where they had that set play, and it was stubbornly great, that play on the power play. But times have changed, and I think that's why I gave Spencer credit. Like, it's not easy to tell a legendary player that we're not going to have you in that same spot every single time, and we're going to have you moving around. We're going to have to be a little bit more unpredictable, and that was exactly the point I was making. So that he wasn't a one-trick pony, that he's done a great job of moving around the ice, I think Caps fans, if they don't see that he's scoring goals from a lot of different areas, like, I don't know what they're watching, because he's clearly, you know, moving around the ice a lot more. I mean, I saw him score a goal from the middle of the ice. I saw him score a goal from the right side. I saw him score many goals from the slot, which I didn't see a whole lot of those goals from that area before. So anyway,
well, here's one take I'll give you, or Darren, and it's that just I understand what you're saying that you know a preponderance of his goals comes from his office. Like we all get that.
Yep.
But oh, the other aspects of his game I felt like are diminished when you use a phrase like one trick pony, because the guy has been just crushing guys against the boards for 20 years. He's in top five.
That's got nothing to do with goal scoring.
Okay, but I wish you had clarified it maybe. And I know you're in the heat of the moment, you're broadcasting. I'm not giving you that much a hard time, but I'm just saying, as a defensive fan of the home team icon, I'm listening to that and I'm going, dude, this guy's not a one-trick pony. First of all, he, like you say, he's been scoring all different ways, especially this year. But then also the assists, the way he checks guys, and the intensity and the way he's played. Hell, when Dale Hunter was here, he was laying down on the ground taking shots. So that's why I think some people were a little irritated.
Right, right. One-trick pony meaning where he goes to the office and scores goals. No, I've always marveled that he finishes his checks. He's 240 pounds. Even last night, things weren't going well for him offensively. He wasn't getting many chances, and then he came, was close to me, finished his check, and he kind of got going again. And Rangers did a great job of smothering him on the power play, so he had no chances there. And then, bang, he goes in and scores on a close play.
Right.
Listen, anybody that's listened to me talk about Ovi all these years, like I speak glowingly about Ovi. He's always given me the time of day. I got a high regard for him. Somebody made a comment about, Gretzky didn't have 3-on-3. You know, the goal scoring's changed. I mean, let's face
right.
it. I mean, if people don't see that, then that's okay with me. But I mean, I didn't grow up in an era where you get you're on the power play and you get an offensive zone faceoff and you can pick either side or 3-on-3 or no red line. Those are just the facts of the game. But the game also changed from Gordie Howe to Wayne Gretzky. To right. you know, now to OB. So
right.
no, I'm man, I'm anyway, that's
all right, appreciate you coming on. Yeah,
thanks for calling us. Thanks for calling us.
It is my pleasure. You guys have a great morning.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Darren. Now I feel bad for
calling. All right, so
call your public enemy number one on Twitter.
Can you give me the
but
background?
I'm not taking it down.
The way that he said it is the way that I took it, and I think Jason took it that way, but some people were so triggered
by the phrase. That's a
like
triggering
I said,
phrase.
The context
but then he did
was,
follow up by saying, but that's not the case.
And, right. and I said this a few times earlier. The context was they had a video package, and the video package was showing him scoring in different spots.
Understood, but even just... I took it even just as being a one-trick pony, like a guy that scores goals, does nothing else.
They were showing. Again,
I understand.
You
got to
be watching
saying,
the game
no
and watching what they're showing.
No, I heard you, and I understood it from the beginning.
I know, but were you watching it?
It doesn't matter. I understand what you're saying. It doesn't matter. I understand.
It was an unfortunate.
You're just triggered.
It was an unfortunate choice of words.
Yeah,
by
when
him.
You say
there's
one,
an,
trick
there's an underlying insinuation.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's bigger than the B-roll you're showing.
But the B-roll is about the goal scoring. It was the context of what he was talking about at the time.
I understand, but I don't think there's any scenario where you could call him a one-trick pony.
He didn't frame it right way.
Maybe he was that's what it was. He just came across the
wrong
way.
If you're
going
to say it, then you have to say he's a one-trick pony in the way he scores goals. That's the perception. But they didn't say that. He said, everybody knows he's kind of a one-trick pony.
He's a bit of a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
But he said that, but that's not the case. Right. So maybe he's saying that's what the reputation is around the league.
I understand. That's what he's trying to say.
Maybe he's disagreeing with the reputation.
I understand what he was trying to say.
It just came across.
And he was in the flow of the game, and it came out, and then he kind of had to follow up from what he said.
Yeah.
When he says one-trick pony, he just can't take it back at that point, and then he's just
got to be more specific.
Is he still public enemy number one in your eyes? Or did he clarify it a little bit?
Maybe dropped
for you?
A little bit, but
he's a stand-up guy. He's a stand-up guy. Yeah. Like that was nice.
He definitely gets points for that. He should have said, "I'm sorry." Should have offered an apology.
He had a little bit of almost shaky voice. Like I think he was,
I think he was just surprised that
it sounds like he doesn't know. Like if he goes on Twitter today and puts his name in a search or one trick pony, there's going to be a billion mentions. Like he doesn't know the firestorm that he created.
Can you please tell me how this came about? It's important to me, and obviously there's a story because you guys are laughing. What is the story?
I'm laughing that you're dying to know the story.
Yeah, what's the story? So you just simply texted him and said, hey?
Darren's been on the show before, I think a few years ago.
Okay, and so you had his number.
Nah, I didn't have his number, but I know how I got him on the show, and I reached out to an old connection who emailed me back and said, hey, he no longer works for us, but
feel free to text him.
Here's and then number. he texted him.
And
he
said,
he no got problem. Right back to you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, like yeah, a minute later.
Stand up.
Stand up guy. We appreciate him doing
well
that.
Well done, Drabby.
Aaron Pang, good guy.
Yep.
He's an okay guy. Hey, he's a stand-up
good,
guy.
Good guy. He's a good guy makes good points.
But I'm going
to
say.
Did you ask him to come on the Altcast?
Oh, yeah. We should. Yeah,
missed opportunity.
Book him for Friday night.
That's tomorrow, by
third,
the way.
Third period.
We're slow, playing that. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Altcast, tomorrow.
That's correct. All Caps right. are taking on the Red Wings. We're going to talk
I got
to
all
one
my
of those,
teeth for this
one week. Of those Caps players when we come back. Nick Dowd will join us at 8:25 here on The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.